This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This is the first time that the pool, the White House press corps, which has gives the media to the public, has had access to President Trump in a mask.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
Well, I'll probably have a mask if you must know. I've never been against masks, but I do believe they have a time and a place.
Do you mind telling me who the mask man is? I don't rightly know his real name, but I've heard him called and Lone Ranger.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And what I did, I will tell you this. People are extremely happy because in this country they want justice. And Roger Stone was not treated properly.
Stone made no secret of the fact that he wanted this relief and that he was withholding information to protect the president.
Yes! Oh, let me taste your tears.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know, the Republican Party is sort of morphing into the Nationalist Party in South Africa in the 1980s, right? That it's will defend white America's privileges, but you have to be really afraid that the black people are coming for you.
Oh, did I just do a racism?
Unchained and unstoppable.
Maybe this has to do with the fact that people aren't paying their rent and are scared to pay their rent. And so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe have to, they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
To shoplift some bread or go hungry.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Stealing bread? That's why they were looting the liquor stores and the high-end sneaker shops and the jewelry stores? That's why there's bread in the jewelry store? I've seen bread in liquor store, high-end bread in high-end liquor stores, a few, but I've never seen bread in a jewelry store or a high-end or a Nike or whatever sneaker store. I guess, AOC, she doesn't know what a garbage disposal is. She didn't understand that lettuce was grown and didn't just appear magically on the shelves of Whole Foods produce section. But maybe she knows more about bread than I do and rioting. All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And if you want to text us, text Howie to 63566 to join the text club. Text Howie to 63566 to join the text club. We got a lot of things to get to today, a lot of issues as always. But the first one, I just want to just mention this. This is just horrible what happened. And again, this is what happens when you start tearing down statues. It's apparently very addictive to start tearing down statues. You know, first it was Christopher Columbus, Abraham Lincoln, the saint, Junipero Serra, I believe it is. Then they torched a Spanish mission church in Southern California. Last week you can't find anything about it on the national media. 249-year-old church just up in smoke. Nobody wants to talk about it. But in Dorchester now, Virgin Mary statue set on fire outside St. Peter's on Bowdoin Street in Dorchester. They set fire to a statue of the Virgin Mary. This is obviously someone who's disturbed, said Father John Curry. He's the pastor. Someone who has a troubled soul. A troubled soul. So now they're not just trashing city councilors' homes. They're not just vandalizing the portrait of the 54th Massachusetts Regiment on the Common. They're not chopping off, just chopping off Christopher Columbus's head. Now they're trying to burn down statues of the Virgin Mary in Dorchester. In other anti-Catholic related news, in addition to the burning down of the Spanish mission in California and the toppling of the statues of St. Junipero, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Serra, in Florida, Ocala, a schizophrenic, possibly anti-religious, who was reportedly off his medication, crashed into the Queen of Peace Catholic Church in Ocala early Saturday morning and proceeded to set its foyer on fire. This is while there was a mass going on. He tried to set it on fire. The detective said Shields reeked when he was arrested. The guy that did it, his name was Shields, Stephen Anthony Shields. He had poured gasoline in the at the entrance to the church and set it on fire and fallen down in the gasoline. And when he was arrested, he reeked of gasoline. I wouldn't be surprised if he reeked of other liquids, different kind of flammable liquids. 844-500-4242. This is from the New York Post. Wisconsin driver initially crashes into motorcyclist because he was white. A Wisconsin man who struck and killed a motorcyclist told investigators he intentionally crashed headfirst into the victim because he believed all Harley riders are white racists, local officials said. You think you'll be seeing anything about this in the New York Times or the Washington Post? David Navarro of Fond du Lac told detectives he believed the person driving the motorcycle was white because in Wisconsin, white people drive Harley Davidsons and the Harley culture was made up of white racists. And he said, in Navarro, if President Donald Trump and white people are going to create the world we're living in, he has no choice and people are going to have to die. So, going to see or anything about that? This is from Fox News. Indiana woman shot, killed after argument with Black Lives Matter supporters, family says. An Indianapolis woman was fatally shot earlier this month following an alleged argument between her family and a group of Black Lives Matter supporters, her family says. The woman, 24-year-old Jessica Doty Whitaker, was walking alongside Indianapolis Canal Walk with her fiancé, Jose Ramirez, and two other people when somebody in the group shouted a racial slur, and then they got in a beef, but they realized both sides were armed, so they both walked away, but the other side waited in ambush, and they shot the woman. She was the mother of a three-year-old child, and her quote-unquote fiancé said, "It's hard to tell him, the son, his mom is in heaven, and if you want to talk to her, you have to look up and say, I love you, Mom." Fox News has made multiple comments to reach out to the Indianapolis Metro Police Department seeking comment. They have not been returned. Meanwhile, major cities see violent crime soar. This is the Wall Street Journal today. In Milwaukee, homicides are up 37% so far this year on a pace to break the record from 1991, which included 16 murders by convicted serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. Homicides so far this year in Chicago are ahead of the pace of 2016, which marked the city's highest tally since 1996. In New York and Los Angeles, which have seen falling numbers of homicides for years, killings this year are up 23 and 11.6%. Kansas City, Missouri has recorded 99 killings since January, far outpacing any record for the first 6 months of the year. Bedford-Stuyvesant. Not an upscale part of Brooklyn. A one-year-old boy was shot in the stomach during a cookout and has now died of his injuries. This was 11:35 p.m. last night. And three men got out of an SUV and went up and started shooting the people that were at the party. Chicago, 64 shot. 13 fatally in Chicago this weekend. 64 shot, 13 fatally. 15-year-old Terrence Malden, who was gunned down at around 4:50 p.m. Friday, was the weekend's first victim. Five other teenagers were wounded in separate shootings between then and Monday morning. The numbers, while alarming, marked the dip from the gun violence that befell the city over the Independence Day weekend, when 79 people were shot, 15 fatally. So again, 13 fatalities, 64 shot. Last year, in the same weekend, 9 people were shot and 32 more. So twice as many were wounded. And the number of fatalities was up about 50%. City Hall this is New York. City Hall protesters attacked New York Post reporter as cops do nothing. An Occupy City Hall reporter smacked an on-duty Post reporter in the face with a 2x4 on Sunday in full view of dozens of NYPD cops who didn't lift a finger to help and even refused to take a complaint of the crime. "Put that bleeping camera down," sneered the not-so-peaceful protester as he swung a wooden board at reporter Kevin Sheehan multiple times, knocking his phone to the pavement and striking him in the face. And earlier Sunday morning, the female cops were being yelled at by the male protesters at City Hall, at Occupy City Hall. "Yo, ladies, I want to, you," half a dozen male protesters catcalled the two female officers. "Yo, babe, you a cop, and I got a..." The cops stood their ground but were visibly rattled by the comments. "We can't comment, sir," said one of the female officers while wearing a pained smile with watery eyes. I thought when construction workers used to do that and they would just whistle sometimes. I mean, I thought that the women would be deeply offended and they would call the cops. Now you can say it to female cops outside City Hall in New York and it's okay. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr. We'll be back after this.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Unlike home security systems that are so complicated you never use them, SimpliSafe was designed to be easy while protecting your whole home 24/7. Head to SimpliSafeHowie.com and get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Taylor's off today, so Jared's on the board. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Trump pardon General Flynn immediately?
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal lead editorial on Saturday was about that, and they said, he might as well do it now while the writ of mandamus is still in operation, in case the First Circuit Court of Appeal as a whole decides to take the case, and then that would drag it on until probably after the election. So might as well do it now rather than wait. It's not going to affect his poll numbers. Come on. You think Roger Stone commutation cost him a single vote? I doubt it. Yes, pardon him now.
83% of the audience agrees, yes, pardon him now.
All right. 844-500-4242. He was in the 82nd Airborne, you know. He was the head of U.S. intelligence in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was the national security advisor, and this deranged judge, Emmett Sullivan, called him a traitor. I mean, it never should have gotten this far in the first place. It should be over now anyway. 844-500-4242. Please mention that COVID website Howie keeps referring to or put on his website. There's a number of COVID websites. The one I mainly use is the Massachusetts one, MA Coronavirus Dashboard. That's all you need to know. Google that, MA Coronavirus Dashboard, and you'll get it. But you can get some national ones too, and we'll put some more up there. We've put them up before. And the numbers are different. I saw one this weekend. Massachusetts was not number 4 in COVID deaths. It was number three. And incidentally, just before we go any further, we're going to take some calls here, but I want to talk about this a little later. You know, you've been reading about how everything's surging and spiking in Florida and Texas and Arizona and all that. And so I read the entire Wall Street Journal stories today, and they don't mention any deaths until the like the 10th graph or something like that. Here, yeah, U.S. cases jump, hit a record in Florida. Uptick, significant surge, significant rises, accelerating spread. But they don't mention any deaths until the seventh paragraph. And you know what the seventh paragraph is? New York City's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene reported no deaths from the coronavirus Saturday. That's the first reference to deaths, and it's no deaths. And it's in New York. Yet the lead story in the paper is U.S. cases jump, hit a record in Florida. Florida has a population of 22.7 million people. Massachusetts has a population of 6.7 million. So in other words, Florida has more than three times the population of Massachusetts. There were 45 deaths in Florida yesterday. That was the surging uptick, significant surge, et cetera, et cetera. You know how many deaths there were in Massachusetts yesterday? 15. So in other words, there were still more deaths per capita in Massachusetts when everything's under control, because Charlie Baker did such a great job, than there were in Florida. And Massachusetts has a rate 10 times what Florida's is. 10 times.
Did this just happen?
Yes. No, it just happened 3 months ago. And it's still happening today. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Let me see if I got this straight, Howie. AOC says all the social programs in New York are failing, all the welfare mm-hmm. is failing, and people have to steal and kill to get bread.
Yes, and also, Lee, they're also so concerned about being turned out onto the streets because they're going to be evicted. Nobody is being evicted in New York. Nobody's being evicted in Boston, are they? Yeah, somehow they're so concerned about being evicted, even though nobody's being evicted. It's kind of like they're concerned about dying from COVID, even though nobody under the age of 30, basically, or 40, or even 50 is dying of COVID.
Yeah, didn't they just extend Boston till the end
yes.
of the year?
Yes, they
no
did.
No evictions?
No evictions.
New York's probably already that way.
Right. Yeah, so it's all BS. Oh. Yeah, but you knew that. But thanks for pointing it out, Lee. Because some people don't. Some people, they're still calling in. I just heard a caller to Rush's show say, the cases in Florida are out of control. They're testing hundreds of thousands of people every day, and some of them are turning up positive. But guess what? They're not even sick. Oh, I tested. It's like going in for a blood test. You give blood. Oh, I don't know what kind of blood I got. Where to take your blood? You have O negative blood or B positive. Oh, I tested, I have O negative blood. It doesn't mean you're sick, does it? It means you have O negative blood or B positive or whatever it is. I think I have O negative or is it O positive? I can't even remember, but I got it. I tested positive. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
7-8-1 across the nation. Mosquito bites are surging, spiking, soaring. It's a crisis of biblical proportions. How many people have died, you ask? Racist. I'm getting all these texts from people. I swear, I feel like, I'm in a community where everyone believes in the end of times, and the Brother Love has said that the world was going to end tomorrow or yesterday, and I'm pointing out that the world is still here, and they're saying, yeah, but it's going to end in a couple of weeks. It's going to end. It really is. So this is an actual text, 508. The death rate will increase in 2 to 3 weeks in Florida. That's actually what a couple of the stories are saying. There's a lagging indicator. So don't worry about the fact that there aren't many deaths now. There's going to be more deaths. We're going to use them to take out Donald Trump. You know we are. Okay, so here's another one, 617. How could you possibly report that there were only 45 deaths in Florida yesterday? because there were, without stating that there were 128 and 98 in the previous 2 days.
How dare you?
Well, number one, I didn't even check the last 2 days, but let's do the math, okay? So I already did the math for the last 3 days in Massachusetts. It was 82. So let's do the 120 plus 98, that's 218, plus 45 is 263. So Florida still comes out lower as a percentage of the population than Mass. 263 deaths in Florida in the last 3 days is less of a percentage of the population than Massachusetts, which everything is under control. That's what Charlie Baker and Charlie Parker and the pay-to-play Polito and all the rest of the COVID panic porn team have been telling us. So how come Ron DeSantis is dark to death when he's got a rate that's 1/10? Of what it is in Massachusetts, 1/10 of what it is in New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts. And yet he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. 844-500-603. I'm scared to pay my monthly mortgage and town taxes. Should I go steal some bread? Yeah. You know, I was thinking, if you're in New York, I think a landlord would have more right to be so scared to steal some bread because he ain't getting paid. There was a story in the paper last week in New York, 80% of the restaurants didn't pay full rent or full lease payments in the previous month, June, I guess. 80%. How are those landlords doing? Do the bankers who are counting on getting mortgage payments from the owners of the property that aren't getting paid their rents, do they have a right to steal bread too? God. 844-500-4242-207. Biden didn't let this happen with the swine flu. We need him now. Yeah. What was the difference? Or is he, and also, what about N1H1, as he calls it? Most people called it H1N1. He calls it.
The fact is that I don't remember.
I know you don't remember. He's also called the Wuhan flu, the Luhan flu. 844-500-4242. 781, can you tell these end of the world people I'll give them $100 for their car and $200 for their houses? They can splurge. Yeah, you can splurge. You can get yourself a really, one of those really cool masks with stuff coming out the side. I don't even know what they are. Like, are they windpipes or something? I mean, I'm so impressed when I see those, especially when they're walking around with them in the outside or even more impressive in a car. Driving with the windows up because they got the air conditioning on, but they're avoiding the COVID fumes, the cooties. Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michael.
Howie, I love you.
Thank you.
Give me a couple minutes here.
No, not a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Listen, the Beverly mayor dropped a flag and put the Black Lives Matter flag up. July 5th, he called the racist parade in Beverly Farms a 100-year tradition. I'm running for mayor now. I just got on Trump's advisory board. And number two, I had a small party here, about 50 people. I had a catered cookout for John Paul Moran and Ingram Centurion, both running for Congress in Massachusetts. And she's a 22-year jet fighter. And here's what happened. A lady walked by, and I knew it. You know, you could tell she had a 4-year-old little daughter. She saw Trump say, "Wait on the end of my private street." And she goes, "I hope they all die of virus." I go, "Man, that's not nice to say in front of your kid." She spun around. I go, "You already Black Lives Matter?" She starts screaming at me. My mother comes out crying. "Is she going to burn my house down?" My mother actually almost went to the hospital had a stroke.
Isn't that a hate crime to say that you want to that you hope everybody dies? I mean, it's certainly an uncharitable thing to say, isn't it, Michael?
And she had a 4-year-old daughter next to her, and a little kid's crying, and she wouldn't. I go, "Lady, just leave. It's a private party. It's a private road. You can't be here. I'm not standing my ground."
Well, that's not going to do it. But the private road thing used to work, Michael, but it doesn't work anymore. You know, look at what happened in St. Louis. That George Soros funded district attorney or state's attorney, whatever they call her, went into the private gated community where those two lawyers live and served them with warrants and took all their firearms away after they faced down the mob there that was on their property. I don't know. Good luck with your campaign, Michael. 844-500-4242-603. Howie, you're not being sporting by not playing along with the scam. I can't take the scam. I'm sorry. I cannot bleeping take it. I'm just going to have to read you some of this. So I don't know how it happened, but I started getting delivery of the Wall Street Journal again. They said they'd found me. I'd been missing. They tracked me down. They did a better job than the FBI did with Whitey Bulger. I'll tell you that. It only took them 6 months to track me down. The paper started arriving again on my doorstep. I moved, you know, three blocks away, but the paper caught up with me. But anyway, so I got it. So I pick it up. Lead story. U.S. cases jump, hit a record in Florida. Again, a record in Florida, 15 dead. Fewer per capita than in Massachusetts. Again. With 1/10 the overall rate. New coronaviruses topped 15,000, topped the largest one-day increase in any state since the start of the pandemic, including some that had avoided a significant surge in the spring, but we're now reporting steady climbs. The 15,000 new cases reported an uptick. The state, which has seen a surge in cases, other states are seeing significant rises. The accelerating spread is fast moving beyond those several big Sunbelt states, has some public health experts voicing dire warnings. Some epidemiologists said reopening businesses too early helped lead to a surge in the infections across a wide swath of the United States. And again, keep looking. Where's the death toll? Again, the first mention of the death tolls is no deaths in New York City yesterday. But wait a second, there's good news. There's good news for the true believers in the 18th paragraph. Deaths, widely viewed as a lagging indicator. That's what the guy was talking about. Lagging in 2 or 3 weeks, wait till you see how many are dead. Then we can blame Trump and DeSantis and Abbott and Kemp. Deaths widely viewed as a lagging indicator of the virus's spread have recently edged higher. The U.S. death toll was above 135,000 on Sunday. Above. It wasn't below. So the U.S. death toll was below 136,000 on Sunday. Stephen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stephen.
Captain Carr, Stephen from Hingham. Great show so far.
Thank you.
I just thought I'd enlighten you a little bit. You know, those looters didn't break into the pot shop because they wanted to get high. They broke into the pot shop because they wanted brownies. Dessert should be a right, not a privilege.
That's right. They were high. You know, Stephen, they didn't want them for themselves. They wanted them for their kids. Their kids were hungry.
Oh, yeah. And a bag of candy to go with it.
That's right. And that's why they broke into the liquor store, too. They wanted to get some of those potato chips and the roasted, dry roasted peanuts. You know?
There's a pork chop in every can, Howie.
Goodbye, Stephen. Thank you. 844-500-4242. And so then we read there's a sidebar in the Wall Street Journal. Infections hit elderly in Sunbelt. But somebody's going to pay for this because this. You know what the subhead says? Cases accelerate in nursing homes, but spike in deaths hasn't been seen yet. So what's the point of writing the story if you put in the headline that there's no spike in the deaths? Who's going to read that story other than me? Because I'm looking for material.
Deaths are just a secondary statistic.
It's a lagging indicator.
Yes.
Let's get the terminology straight. It's a lagging indicator. You know? Only fewer than 1/10 of 1% of the population in the United States has thus far died from COVID-19. But that's a lagging indicator. 100 years from now, 100% of the population that's alive now will be dead or very close to it.
That's just anecdotal.
So far, and then this is the second graph. So far, emerging outbreaks of COVID-19 in Tampa, Phoenix, Houston, and elsewhere in the South have been less deadly than the initial U.S. wave that emerged. I would say, if I were the editor for one of these, I'd say, what's wrong with you? I'm going to put you back on the obit desk. You want to go back to writing headlines on the copy desk? What do you mean there's fewer deaths? That's not what I'm having you write about. So far, and then now we have the fourth paragraph. So far, the mounting COVID case at nursing homes in the Sun Belt haven't led to large numbers of deaths. That's because Charlie Parker and Andrew Cuomo and Phil Murphy are not in charge of those nursing homes. 844-500-4242. Okay, you want the numbers here? Here's some more of the words they've been using, some of the more adjectives they've been using. Alarming, shattering, staggering. Okay? Per 100,000 people, Florida still records 1,178 cases and under 20 deaths per 100,000. New York City has, with 8 million people. So New York has just about little over one-third of the population of Florida, has double the number of cases and over 10 times the number of deaths. 10 times the numbers of death with one-third the population. New York, 78 deaths per 100,000. Massachusetts is now up to 120. New York State outside New York City. Outside New York City, you have a much better chance of surviving than you do in Massachusetts. Massachusetts has a rate of 120 deaths per 100,000. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
5 million tests. If we did half that number, you'd have half the cases probably around that number. If we did another half of that, you'd have half the numbers. Everyone would be saying, oh, we're doing so well on cases. But when I see it reported in the night, you can check me out on this. I mean, they're always talking about cases, the number of cases. Well, it is a big factor that we have a lot of cases because we have a lot of testing, far more than any other country in the world.
Yeah. And, you know, as one of the texters says, if you get sick and have no or mild symptoms, who cares? If you test positive, what does that really mean if you're not sick? 844-500-4242-781. My daughter is a nurse at a large hospital on the South Shore. Any deaths where the patient died and tested positive for Kung Flu was listed as COVID, regardless of the true cause. Like someone was shot to death and that was listed. It was COVID. He had tested positive for COVID. And I think that one wasn't. They said if it hadn't been such a well-known, you know, murder in that city, he would have been listed as positive for COVID. Guy died with seven times the amount of alcohol to be considered legally intoxicated in Colorado. He was listed as a COVID victim with a 0.55 blood count. And Alex Berenson is a really good reporter. He used to work for the New York Times. We've had him on this show at least once about this. And he's a skeptic, you might say. He's got a book coming out, or I think they tried to kill the book because he wasn't towing the line. And he was just saying, this is ridiculous. And so they're still after him. And so so someone was tweeting out, he's still doing this bleep. They're tweeting that about me just for putting out those MA coronavirus dashboard thing. You're just increasing the family's mystery. They meant to say misery, but they didn't spell it so good. They don't know how to spell your either. They don't know how to spell heart. But this is the low info voters that have bought into the panic. So Alex Berenson sent a fact check today. Nearly twice as many people under 65 have died from overdoses as COVID-19 this year. That's true. So nearly twice as many. When are they going to crack down on the fentanyl dealers? If twice as many people are being killed by drug overdoses, when are the fentanyl dealers? In many cases, according to the Boston Police Department, illegal alien Dominican drug dealers. When is Charlie Parker going to start holding daily press conferences about that death toll? 844-500-4242. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
How you doing? Talking about fentanyl, I have two kids died 6 months apart, 15 and
March 16th and December 15th, fentanyl. And let me tell you something. He's not. They're not doing anything. They're more concerned about this BS, which is BS. And the other thing that I'm concerned about is, when are people going to stand up? And are they going to stand up when all these idiots don't get any justice when they're done with their investigation of Comey and the rest of them? I'll listen to you, Howie, because I
know.
Fed up.
I know. We're all fed up, and we're going to have Joe DeGenova on talking about this in at the bottom of the next hour. I'm fed up too. I so want some indictments. I don't want a report. You know what they did with those inspector general reports? You know, it took like a day, 2 days to read through them all because they were so lengthy, but they were devastating and damning. But all the mainstream media did was say, the inspector general could find no evidence that there was any kind of plot against the president of the United States. No, it was just all laid out there, though, in the actual evidence. It's like he laid out the facts without an indictment. You need an indictment. You need charges. We need, honor about. We need as part of the, as a predicate act. We need all those kind of nice federal indictment phrases. Racketeering, corrupt influence organization. I'm Howie Carr.